Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
And we got a great three-hour show for you today.
Woo-hoo!
So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. How are you, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you on this Worship Wednesday?
I'm great, man. Great. Had a good show, first things first, and now I'm ready to do it with the Odd Couple.
All right. That's right. You'll be ready to go. And, boy, there's some things to really, really dig our teeth into and talk about. So, you know, Chris and I, the one thing we'll always say is we're going to give it to you real, okay?
Yep.
That's how we
yep.
do it. And some people will like it, Chris. Some people won't, which is fine. But it's always going to be legit, honest, and I don't think we pull punches.
Right, right. So let's get right to it. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got super producer Rob G in the house. We got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, in the house. And we, Rob, we have a,
we got
new,
a new
update person.
Wow.
It's new for the Odd Couple. And Nick Cope. So we
can he put his
Nick
crack
Cope.
His mic?
Mariners and
is he even paying? Attention.
Oh, he's doing an update. Yeah. He's doing something. So, okay, well, another time
but,
we'll say
I mean,
hello. Anybody
on,
know
he'll
anything
be on
about
in 30
him?
Minutes. He'll be on in 30 minutes. So
yeah, we'll talk to him then.
Talk to
okay.
him then. So we got Greg Jennings Speaking of 30 minutes coming up at Greg the bottom of Jennings. The hour. That's right, Mr. Muscles. All right, Rob, let's get into this. We talked about it yesterday, the NBA's ruling on Robert Sarver, the owner of the Phoenix Suns, came down yesterday afternoon, and the league gave him a 1-year suspension, can't participate in any type of activities for the team or the league, and a $10 million fine there was numerous accusations of racist and misogynistic behavior, most of it misogynistic or just inappropriate for a workplace as well.
Yep.
And the league, the investigation, which was an independent investigation, said that everything that went on, they interviewed over 300 employees, past, present.
That's a lot of people, man.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a lot.
And they said that they did not believe his motives, Sarver, were racist or misogynistic in nature. Now, let me say this, Rob, because yesterday I said I was okay with what they did, but I had not had a chance to read through any of the report, which was 36 pages.
And you got a chance?
It broke yesterday afternoon while I was on the air for First Things First, hustled home. We hit the air, and I just read the NBA's statement where they kind of summarized
and bullet points.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I haven't even got through the whole thing yet, but I'm telling you, it's changed my mind, Rob, going through it. It's just stuff that, like, for instance, the N-word reference, right, where he said the N-word 5 times in telling stories or, according to him, repeating other people. Well, it wasn't in the NBA's little summary, but 4 of those times came after he had been told, not that you necessarily need to be told, but to me it makes a difference. He had been told by black and white
employees, don't do that.
Like, hey, it's not, even if you're just relaying what you heard, it's not appropriate for you to say that. And he kept doing it, so that makes it worse to me. That shows just defiant, I'm going to say this because I can, even
I'm
though
the
it's
owner.
Racist
I own this
and
piece.
Bothers everybody.
Right.
Right,
I own
right.
this piece. I'll do what I want.
Yep. And then, Rob, I mean, there's other stuff, but also he sent a photo of a nude woman and of 2 people engaging in sex to some of his employees, high-ranking male employees. You're sending pornography to your owner, your boss is sending pornography to people.
Chris,
I mean,
stop.
Come on. And then reference, like, at a meeting, at a staff meeting. Listen to this. At a staff meeting, he told the story of how he learned about oral sex as a child. Come on, man. Like, this is ridiculous.
Terrible.
And so I actually do think that the calls for him to lose his ownership are warranted after reading this. Now, there's a lot of, we'll get into why they weren't or didn't do it, maybe. But we'll get into that next. But what sparked us to talk about this today, Rob, and let me say this too. I was talking to some people around the league, GMs and executives,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, even if they couldn't, because they feel like they didn't take his ownership, the other owners didn't vote on it, because there was no smoking gun, no audio tape, no videotape, anything like that. And we've talked a lot about how
that makes it worse.
In the public's eye.
When people see it or hear it for themselves, Chris, there's no gray area.
Right.
If you remember the Ray Rice, I remember guys saying, well, I don't know what she did in there. I don't know what happened, when he dragged her out. But once you saw him slug her, Chris, it was no.
And with Donald Sterling, we had
the tape.
Audio tape. If you had audio tape of Sarver saying this, repeating the N-word.
Right.
Even if he was just telling a story, I bet the public backlash would be different. It would be more at the very least, you could have made, they couldn't go beyond $10 million, but you could have made the suspension 3 or 4 years. And
which
then he made one to sell anyway.
Right, which would have made it hard to come back after
right.
that.
Right.
And
so, yeah.
Here's my thing. Adam Silver, has fake muscle.
Well, you want to hear his quote first? Because it'll be good for you to go into. You come out of that. He was asked today at a press conference why, a normal employee might be fired or would be fired for all these things that Sarver done as the owner. And here's why Adam Silver said the team wasn't taken, even though a regular employee would be fired.
There are particular rights here of someone who owns an NBA team as opposed to somebody who's an employee. The equivalent of a $10 million fine and a one-year suspension, I don't know how to measure that against a job. I don't have the right to take away his team. I don't want to rest on that neat legal point because, of course, there could be a process to take away someone's team in this league. It's very involved. And I ultimately made the decision that it didn't rise to that level.
All right, Rob. Go ahead.
We got a tweet. Rob G, jump in. LeBron just tweeted something, Chris, before I say this. Rob G, you got it?
I do. LeBron James, seconds ago, read through the Sarver stories a few times now. I got to be honest. Our league definitely got this wrong. I don't need to explain why.
Y'all read the
stories and decide for yourself. I said it before. I'm going to say it again. There is no place in this league for that kind of behavior.
There you go.
I love this league and I deeply respect our leadership, but this isn't right. There is no place for misogyny, sexism, and racism in any workplace. Don't matter if you own the team or play for the team. We hold our league up as an example of our values, and this ain't it.
Can I say this?
Yep. I agree.
Well
with you.
Said, LeBron James. Come on, Chris.
LeBron.
Give
I
it up.
LeBron. No
right?
doubt.
You always say I'm anti LeBron. Give it up.
Well, you are, but still. But no, but he deserves
no.
this.
He nailed this, it, Chris.
He's the face of the league. Because we were going to go, Rob, that the players are really the only ones that can turn this thing now.
And that's what I was going to say when I said Adam Silver has fake muscles. Because he works for the owners. We understand that, Chris, don't we? They pay his salary. He works for the owners. But the reason they moved on Donald Sterling was not just because they had the audio tape. That hurt Donald Sterling for sure, Chris. There's no doubt about it. But when the players called Adam Silver and said they were going to stop the playoffs and they weren't going to play if Donald Sterling was allowed to continue as owner, that's when he went to the other owners, Chris, and said, we're going to have a problem. We're going to lose millions of dollars. The players are not going to play if this guy is still one of the owners. And what did the owners do? They quickly threw Donald Sterling on the others overboard. And, Chris, we talked about it yesterday.
Because remember, all Adam Silver could do was give him a lifetime ban. The owners, it was still up to them
to vote,
to basically push him to sell the team.
Exactly. And that's what I was saying is it's about the players.
Yep.
If the players don't make a stink about him sticking around, then Sarver gets to come back. If they say, no, he can't be an owner, we're not playing for him or playing games, I refuse. I'm not going to Phoenix. If this guy's going to be an owner – dude, it takes 2 seconds,
he'll
Chris.
Be gone. No,
he's gone.
No question
LeBron says, I'll play every game of the year. I'm not going to Phoenix, and when the Suns come here, I'm not playing.
And they also could just be like, we're not playing until he's not owning the team.
Exactly.
And that would, like, we're not playing
any game. And, Chris, how long would that take? It'd take 2 minutes.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So, bravo to LeBron. It definitely get props for that. This is one of his stronger statements to me.
No doubt.
Because some of the stuff, he's always, the Trayvon Martin stuff was good when he wore, the hoodies and everything. But I think this was, this is strong. This is strong coming from
big
LeBron.
Time. So if you listen to the tweet, I think he had a home run. I think he had a home run. He covered all the bases. It's not acceptable, Chris, not from an employee or an owner. Not this league sets an example of caring for all, standing up for all, and not having this kind of stuff go on. It's not good enough. And we'll see how the players respond now that this is out. The cat's out the bag now.
Yeah, well, LeBron could organize. I'm sure they can organize enough players to come, and maybe some will just come out and support him anyway, Right, which not I, at this I imagine out. Will happen.
Right. Not at
but,
this
out. But they certainly can organize behind the scenes as well. All right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99-05. Right, we didn't even get to just the whole notion of, you know, when people own something, should they have rights and privileges? They obviously do because they own a company, but you still need to treat people with respect.
Chris, we saw. Look, think about the Donald Sterling situation.
A tone like that.
He didn't break any laws, Chris.
Well, he was. It was a private
conversation with his side piece. Let's just be honest.
Right. It was. Right. So 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the Donald. I keep saying Donald Sterling. The Robert Sarver situation, and particularly LeBron James' powerful tweet, 877-99 on Fox, iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob on a Worship Wednesday. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. Talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Should Robert Sarver be forced to sell his team? And what do you think about LeBron James' statement about this situation?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Patrick in Baltimore. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Patrick?
Hey, Chris and Rob, how are you guys doing?
Great, man. How are you?
Doing fine. Always enjoy your show. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I think LeBron was spot on. Adam Silver was way off. And to this point, how can he say, I don't know how to measure the difference between an employee who does this and the person who owns the team who does this? That just highlights the culture of the haves versus the have-nots. The have-nots, if we mess up, they throw the book at us, they put us up under the jail. But if the haves do it, then, oh, I'm not so sure. Maybe we need to look at their childhood history and let's treat them with kid gloves. I mean, bro, Bob, he's taking money from welfare in Mississippi, and they're sitting there talking about,
that's
I don't know.
Horrible.
But if you and I go and steal $5 in Jackson, Mississippi, where they still don't have any water, they throw us up under the jail.
To build a volleyball out complex or something.
It's just unbelievable. Brett Favre, man, my God, that's scum. I mean, really, to do that, and on top of what he did a few years ago,
right, with
taking
the other
$1 million
money.
Speaking engagements he never did? Come on, man.
Yep. Brad in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Brad?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, he's got to go. And, you know, money or not, it's like if you're a part of the team, you're a part of the team. And if there was even a chance in my mind for him to stay, it would have been if he would have volunteered to step down, because then he would at least own it. But much like the last caller, it's like, dude, you got enough money. We can ride this out, and people are going to forget about it in a couple of years. And you know, I mean, people forgot who Donald Sterling was. And, you know,
right.
And
he still got $2 billion.
Yeah, he got paid
for selling the team. That's the thing. Like,
like
Adam Silver, and he, if you listen to the full statement, we didn't play
and
it
Brad,
all.
Brad, thank you.
He talked, Rob, about how, you know, how do you measure, like, a regular employee getting fired versus, he was like, this is public, $10 million is still a significant amount. Like, he was kind of implying that it was worse for Donald Sterling because his reputation is besmirched and blah, blah, blah.
He did get $2 million.
He was talking about Robert Sarver.
Right.
But my point, if Sarver's forced to sell the team, Rob, he's going to make a tremendous profit. And he's going to be fine financially. And his circle of friends will still be, you know, all that will still be there. So it'd be worse for a regular person. If you get fired, you might really have needed that job.
There's,
you know,
no
and,
doubt
and
about
have trouble
it.
Getting another one. So, yeah.
Let's go to Obi, Chris. Obi in Los Angeles. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Obi?
Greetings, guys. How you doing? Happy Worship Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you too, brother.
Mr. Broussard, you're doing great things. Just wanted to say that real quick.
Thank you.
Remember, we're talking about Phoenix. I mean, this is this place that didn't want to give Kina King of Holiday. So they, this kind of behavior is going to be tolerated by them. They don't mind this kind of stuff because that's the city we're talking about, as opposed to L.A. when you have much more people that would be upset about that kind of behavior. So, you know, it's not surprising that this guy is going to act the way he does in a city like that that tolerates that kind of stuff. As far as him losing the team, it's tough because I don't want him to profit from the fact that he did this kind of nonsense. But it's also, how can you keep the, how can you have this guy keep his team?
Right.
Thank you, guys. Right. I appreciate you letting me speak.
No doubt.
And have a
good
great day.
Comment. And, Rob, you know, a lot of these owners, I mean, they got all the money in the world. They buy these teams for the status.
Right. You know, entertain
fun.
Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, hey, you know, who's that? You know, it's different to just say, oh, he's a rich businessman in Phoenix. No, he owns
Nobody
the Suns.
Nobody would know who Robert Sarver was. Right, exactly.
There's a lot of rich businessmen, Chris, for real.
I don't know if you watched Billions, but it was, you know, one of the shows. I can't remember what. I don't know if it was Showtime, I think. But one, you know, they were billionaires, right? And one of the things they said, and that one of the guys was trying to buy a football team, and the owners rejected him because of his character and all that. And one of the owners said, the way we knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, Rob, the way we knight people in this country is through ownership of sports teams.
Yep.
And that was powerful, you know?
It
was,
no, I believe that, though. That. Yeah. I do believe that, Chris. I think
Jerry
that
Jones, you know, he ain't in this for the money, even though he's profiting incredibly.
But Jerry Jones loved the status. So he owns that. He owns the Cowboys.
Yep. He's doing weekly radio hits. Come on. Would he be doing stuff like that?
No. He could be a businessman, Chris, making money and whatnot and living a lavish lifestyle.
Yep.
But nobody – it would be in anonymity, right? Like, like people wouldn't know who he was because there's a lot of rich guys. And you don't know who they are, really, unless you're really into finances or – they start to own stuff that you're interested in. Then you get to know who these guys are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We got Greg Jennings coming up in a moment as we switch to football. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Greg Jennings.
When you hear this, you know who's up next. He's
that means
Super Bowl champion.
Or that shirt that he has on just ripped and the buttons popped off.
That's very true, Rob. He's driving the wardrobe people at Fox Sports crazy because he keeps changing his body. He looks like you might have thought he was a nose tackle.
Wow.
If you just saw him rather than a wide receiver. We welcome in Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst Greg Jennings. What's up, man?
What's up? No nose tackle talk, man. No, that's
linebacker. No, how about linebacker? Edge rusher.
I can do linebacker. Nose tackle is getting a little too sloppy now, Chris.
Hey, man. Good to have you on. Go ahead, Rob.
Greg, let's start here with Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. They said he might be back a little sooner than they originally thought, busted thumb on his throwing hand. But before the injury, Greg, I've seen enough with Dak. I don't know where he is. I don't think he's an elite quarterback on his way to being elite. They were terrible in the postseason game against the 49ers, terrible in this game. It looks like he has to have everything working in order for him to be effective. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. I mean, you pay a guy that amount of money, and I know everybody's talking about how much you pay on these quarterbacks, but you pay them because you believe that they are what will allow you to have the success that you're hopeful of. And so when you watch Dak Prescott in the Dallas Cowboys, offensively, you automatically think, okay, if we take away this, we still have Dak. If we take away that, we still have Dak. And he's not overcoming in being louder than what we don't see. You know what I mean? Like, he's not overcoming those multitude of sins, if you will. And that's where you get take your opinion and your thought and your synopsis, Rob, of you're over it. And I think a lot of us have seen this with Dak, where he's always needed so much help
Right.
And when he has it, he's phenomenal. But when he doesn't, or when he's called to be greater than what the odds are, we just don't see it on a consistent basis. So, I mean, I'm kind of with everybody, all of what I've heard. I think the Dallas Cowboys season is over unless they just completely start to stifle people defensively. And I just don't see that happening.
Greg, let's get to the call heard around the world. And that, yes, of course, is Nathaniel Hackett. Rob calls him Nathaniel Can't Hack It. But should Russell Wilson have just kind of usurped Hackett's authority and been like, you know, called a timeout, went to the sideline, talked about it and said, look, we need to, let's go for this on 4th and 5. I kind of felt like he was like, look, my first game in Denver, this coach's first game ever. I don't really want to override him like this right away. But what are your thoughts on that?
You know, I was listening to Richard Sherman. And, you know, Richard Sherman sometimes says some things that I'm like, what? But the point he made about there are certain quarterbacks that just have that access and that ability and that okay to just be a coach on the field. And he's right. Russell Wilson is not that guy. He's going to defer to authority, which is coach. And he's going to look and make sure that we're on the same page. And if the clock is, play clock is running down, I'll call a timeout. Or if it's something, you know, mid game. But when it's decision making time, he's going to defer. And I think that is where you start to see the separation of who is really the guy versus who is a guy. And Russell Wilson is a guy. I can't sit here. And he made a phenomenal point, and I will echo it. If it is Tom Brady or if it is Aaron Rodgers.
No, I got to stop you there.
Hold on, go ahead.
Because Aaron Rodgers, remember?
You're right.
That's
you're
why
right.
I was kind of right. giving Russ a
pass. Hold on. Let me put my beeper on. Beep, beep. Let me back that up. Or Peyton Manning. Those guys are just going to call that timeout and deal with what the backlash from coach or whomever is going to be later, because they feel so much assurance in what they have and what they know about the game and the situations that, no, this is not what we need to do. So for me, it's a culmination of just developing that relationship and then having that ability to be that guy.
Why didn't Aaron, you know, we're talking about the 2020 playoff season, the 2021, and he didn't, you know, override Matt LaFleur when they kicked the field goal from the 8-yard line, 4th down, with 2 minutes left in the playoff game. Is he just not, is that not him either? Or you think, why do you think he didn't override that?
So it's not about him overriding it. For me, with Aaron, I know Aaron. He did not want to kick that field goal. He wanted to go for it. But if he makes a stink, the narrative is going to be he can't do that. His body language and all the antics, he can't do all of that and upstage his coach right. and all of that. That would be the narrative. And so what we then see is him falling back and deferring, saying, you know what, hey, you're the babe. You're the young genius. You know,
right.
I'm going to defer. I'm gonna play my role as quarterback. And hey, I did what I was told to do. I did not agree with it. I mean, everybody could look at it, facial expressions, and know that
right.
a lot of these quarterbacks don't agree with the calls that are coming in the headset.
Are the Giants Saquon Barkley? Who was that running back? Running for 150 yards, because I know I haven't seen him for a couple of years. Who was that, Greg? Is that unbelievable?
I you know what? I loved it, man. I think when you have injuries of the magnitude that Saquon has had, and he runs with his running style, like it can take a while for you to even get your own confidence back, and you become kind of your own worst enemy, because you listen to the clippings, you listen to the chatter, and you're not performing, and so you start almost believing it. And so this is something that not only did the Giants need, Saquon Barkley needed to know that he could still do this. Like, everyone knows, like, when they have value and they have skill set. Like, I know I've done it, but when you haven't done it in a while, you start to question. You start to doubt. Guys miss time, and they start to look at catches and runs being made by all these fantastic athletes, and they're like, man, can I still do that? And for Saquon Barkley and his psyche, he needed that more than even the Giants did.
We talked a little bit about the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, but that was in the past. We saw what happened Saturday or Sunday. Didn't look good. They lost to the Vikings, which you and I actually thought would happen. Is it panic time for Green Bay fans, or do you think they'll be fine? They got blown out last year in the opener. Obviously had a great season. You think they'll just turn this thing around and still win 11, 12 games?
Well, I would say this. It's different than last year. This is not last year's team. You don't have last year's performers, especially when we're talking about offense. However, it is not panic time. You still do have Aaron Rodgers. And granted, the young kid, Christian, if he makes the catch, who knows? The game may look different. But
Greg, let me ask you this real quick, and I don't want to interrupt you. Real quick. That pass, you got to catch that. You're starting your NFL. How big of a blow is that not to make that catch?
I'm gonna tell you, it's a blow. I will explain it. It is a blow, but it's an even bigger blow when you're not given another chance to rebound from it.
Yeah,
that's the bigger blow.
He wasn't targeted the rest of the game.
That was the bigger blow for me, and he and Dobbs. Like you gotta. And again, I thought with Aaron's response as far as his verbal, his facial, all of that, I thought he did great. By not, like, getting very dramatic with it, you know, okay, he dropped it, no worry. But the fact that he never went back to him, it spoke even louder than that. And I just wish he would have gone back to him and given him another chance, because you got to nip that. You got to tell the young kid, like, look, it happens. It's happened to a lot. It won't be the last time you drop a pass. It will not be the last time Christian Watson drops a pass in the Green Bay Packer uniform. It will not, if he continues to play and be healthy. That's a part of the game. However, you can't put him on the shelf while he's in the game and just not even give him another. That was the bigger blow.
Now, what I hear you, but what about tough love? Because the bottom line is now Christian Watson, he just got to suck it up, right? You know he's thinking about it. And he would have.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean,
I'm sure he had nightmares.
Do you think
about
he can respond even to the? Because obviously,
yes.
Aaron's giving him tough love, and he, you know, which that would have been better in the game. But what about now? Do you think Aaron's approach could be beneficial?
I believe he's gonna. It's gonna be beneficial. Any type of love, as long as it is shown in love, is beneficial. Tough love, nurturing love, all of it, right? But for me, I'll take you back to Devontae Adams. His first couple, he used to drop a ton of passes.
Right.
Devontae Adams used to drop so many passes. And I remember people reaching out like, what did he got the drop seats? James Jones did the same thing. But the difference was they always had somebody else. It was when Devontae was dropping passes, they still had Jordy, who was at the forefront.
Right.
When James Jones was dropping passes, they still had myself, who was at the fourth. Right now, Christian Watson dropped that pass. There was no Alan Lazard on the field. There was no. Right. There's no Devontae anymore.
Right. Did he freeze out those guys for a game?
So no. But I can't even say no. I can't say no. Okay. He could. He had the ability.
He could
ability
do it because he had y'all.
Because he had the other guys. He had no – that. This is all you have right now. So you got to work through it. Hey, tough love, that happens when we get back. Right now, I need you. I need you. I can't win this game by myself.
Right.
All right. That's our man, two-time – or Super Bowl champion and Mr. Universe, right?
Yeah, Mr. Universe.
Mr. Universe.
Wow.
We're not just joking – when we talk about all these.
No, you guys got to go to his Instagram. I mean,
absolutely.
Come on. Yes.
Absolutely.
Greg.
You'll see him in short shorts working out on his muscles. So that's our man, Greg.
Why you got to mention the short shorts, Chris? I mean, come on.
That's our man, Greg Jennings.
Greg, take it easy,
you, man.
Buddy.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
All right. At least one Super Bowl champion still is not a believer in Tua. We'll get to that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It is amazing, folks. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
That's right, Shekel City. Hey, you know, BetMGM is a sponsor of Fox Sports Radio. We love BetMGM. All right, Shekel City. Chris, last night, 2-1. Almost had the hat trick, but tonight, my best bet, Yankees -130 at the Red Sox. Maybe Aaron Judge, Chris, yesterday had two home runs playing in that band box.
Incredible, man.
I know. Maybe he can get a couple more before they move on. It's only a two-game series in Boston. Also, yep. Cubs and Mets, I got over 7.5. The Cubs scored, Chris, four runs in the first inning, so I'm in good shape there. Mets need to come back. Cubs probably not done, so they'll get over 7.5. And the Orioles and the Nationals, I'm going under on the 8.5 for their run total. So, again, best bet, Yankees -130 at the Red Sox. Cubs and Mets over 7.5 run total. And the Orioles at the Nationals under 8.5 for the run total. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob, let's go back to the NFL. And Tua Tagovailoa had a nice game one, a 20-7 victory over Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots.
Yeah, that's Miami, Chris. What is it? They always beat New England in Miami, no matter, even when Tom Brady was there.
Right.
I do not understand it. And
they must hang out in Miami, honestly. Like their players.
And New Orleans always beats
too much, I guess.
Tampa Bay when they come to New Orleans.
Right.
That's the other one.
Well, and they beat Tampa Bay in Tampa too.
Oh, they did they? Yeah.
Yeah, they're New Orleans owns Tampa Bay, at least, you know, to some degree. Not in the playoffs, obviously. But Tua threw for 270 yards, Rob, completed 23 of 33 passes, had 104.4 passer rating. And threw for a touchdown, no picks. And yet, Sean Payton, former coach, of course, of the New Orleans Saints, as you spoke about them, is not impressed. Here's what he said today on Colin Cowherd.
I think at some point, and they played well yesterday with Tua, but Teddy Bridgewater, I've had before, he's an outstanding player. And I think that's one of the unique things this year. I counted eight teams where I believe we're going to see multiple quarterbacks play, not relative to injury, but just a controversy, if you will.
All right, so really? Basically he thinks Bridgewater's going to steal Tua's
job from Tua.
Or basically Tua's not going to be good enough. Because they're not just going to put Bridgewater in. It's going to have to be because Tua doesn't produce.
Right.
Look, struggle. He wasn't spectacular in game one. You know,
it wasn't a bad game, but I agree. Touchdown. Right.
Right, but it was the Patriots too. It was Bill Belichick. And if as bad as they may be offensively, you know Bill Belichick's defense is going to be tough. And so for him to play that well against Belichick's defense, I mean, that's a good start. Obviously, he's got to keep it going. He and Tyreek Hill linked up quite a bit. Eight receptions for Hill, 94 yards. Jalen Waddle got 69 yards, four receptions. So he spread the wealth. A lot of guys caught balls. In fact, different guys caught passes. So I think so far so good for Tua. Look, it's a long season. It's even longer than usual with the 17 games now. So yeah, I guess anything's possible. And they got the Ravens, Rob, this weekend. So we will see how it goes for if Tua can hold on to this job. They got check this schedule out: Ravens, Bills, Bengals. So you got three tough games.
Those are all tough, and I guess we'll see how he fares. But yep. He's off to a decent start. He can't lose the job off of that performance.
Absolutely. All right, it's the Odd Couple. 2 hours left. You know what to do. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.